This is Matthew Donald to let you know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for my shows, The Rit Wit and Paleo Bites. My two shows, bonus content for both of them. This month we're talking about Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger. Do you not know what Zero Ranger is? It's what Power Rangers came from. All the stock footage of the fights came from Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger. You should check it out. Link is in the description. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day! I'm so sorry.
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast that brings out the magic of dinosaurs so hard it's like we're a dino sorcerer. Alright, well, my name's Matthew Donald. Each week I in a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the guy who loves dinosaurs so much, he has a big blow-up dinosaur in his bedroom. That's not true.
That is lies and slander.
Yes, it's Stephen Curro. How are you?
I'm doing good. Pleasure to be here in this fantastic studio of yours.
Oh, it's so cool. The only problem is it does get a bit hot in here, and we forgot to bring water.
Oh, dear.
Preparations for next time. I should know better. I've been in here a lot. So
I'll make a note of it.
Okay. A lot of times, sometimes when I'm here, I just go through the McDonald's drive-thru. Like, I'll just have a large water, and I can just slurp on it.
You know? Yeah, in an emergency, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Or I could get it from Starbucks, too, because Starbucks now, you'll like this, I've told you this before, straws are optional now at Starbucks.
Right.
Even for the iced drinks, so.
Excellent.
So, yeah, they have special lids where if you get, like, because I really like the refreshers, like the strawberry acai lemonade refresher. Mm-hmm. I can just, has a little thing here, kind of like the coffee cups, so has a little hole there. If you want, you can be a heathen and stick a straw in there. Or if you don't want to, you can just go, okay.
Perfect.
I like my turtle friends, so.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, exactly. That was not intended. But that segue is so good, I guess. Well, no, I need to ask you a dinosaur-related question because this is going to be a pretty short episode. We don't know a lot about this one. So, okay. This is a turtle. If you could replace the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with a dinosaur, only one species of dinosaur, not each turtle can't be a different dinosaur. They have to, actually it would be more fun if each turtle was a different dinosaur. You keep their personalities but you make them dinosaurs instead. Which would each turtle be?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. I just thought of that myself. So, I don't know. I feel like Raphael would be like a kind of like Sarah in Land Before Time, could be like a Triceratops or something.
I could see that.
Yeah.
One of them would be a duckbill.
Yeah.
Big, dopey duckbill.
Okay, well then, Donatello would be like a raptor or a Troodon or something, right? Because he's a smart tech guy.
Right.
Well, yeah. Stenonychosaurus rather than Troodon now, my apologies. Troodon.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Yeah, and I just forgot then, too. Stenonychosaurus. Doesn't sound the same.
And then the last one.
Leonardo. Well, wait, what would Michelangelo be, though? Would he be the dopey duck bill? He'd probably be a dopey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I kind of picture him more like kind of an oviraptor, like kind of goofy.
Oh, that works, too.
I know, maybe a duck bill. Maybe a little duck bill. Like a.
I could see an oviraptor munching on a pizza.
Yeah. Although, also, now that I think about it, I can see a duck bill doing that. Leonardo would be like, okay, a big strong leader one. So.
I think one of them should be a theropod, but
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
not a super freaky theropod.
Okay, so well, like
what, an Allosaurus maybe?
Yeah, like an Allosaurus, some sort of one that'd be like a good leader like that. So like T-Rex might be pushing it a bit. Mm. Shredder's the T-Rex.
There you go.
Okay, so what's Splinter then? Splinter. He's still a rat. Okay,
he's the Rapinomammus.
Yeah. So, okay, that's our new reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, except it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Dinosaurs.
Woohoo!
Total ripoff though, because again, same names, same personalities. Just they're no longer turtles. So, Look back on that. Like, how did that become a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I remember watching those movies when I was
like, there was a
really
before that
young.
Was a cartoon show, and before that it was a comic book that was actually surprisingly graphic.
Really?
Yeah, it was really dark and gritty.
Huh.
And like, it was the original cartoon that made it kid friendly. That was what initially made it kid friendly.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense if you think of the Shredder. That's a hardcore name for
that is true.
For a kiddie. Yeah, sort of thing. So
it's funny. For years, I thought I got the names mixed up. I thought Shredder was the rat, and
Splinter was the.
So I'd be like, "Oh no, it's Shredder!" And they're like, "No, Shredder's the bad guy." I'm like, "What? Oops."
Yeah, Shredder is much more me. A Splinter is just annoying. A Shredder is like, ah.
This is true.
Man, have you ever played Smite? Video game, it's like where you play as different gods or whatever.
No.
They've done some crossover with some Nickelodeon properties for their skin, so they have some characters where you can play as like characters from Avatar, The Last Airbender, but then they had some where you can turn them into the turtles. And and they had each god that you got the skin for fit with the turtles' weapons. Like Sun Wukong, which is a character you can play as in Smite because he's a mythological character. He's Donatello because he has the bow staff.
Oh, nice.
So you can turn... And like,
so you go around smiting things?
Yeah, it's a game where you battle against other gods and like,
huh.
It's like you can play as Thor, Loki, you know, Zeus, Freya.
Okay, I'll have to
Ra.
I'll have to look that up.
It's multiplayer, so it can be pretty scary, but
nice.
Get pretty competitive in it, but I like it. I'm really into playing Gilgamesh right now.
He's a
new character they've introduced in the game.
Oh, he was a god.
Oh, he was a mythological character. He sought immortality. They go back because they have some demigods there, like they have Hercules and they have
okay, Maui.
No, they do have Pele though, who's in that same
right.
So they'll probably add Maui at some point. They did add Mulan recently.
Okay, cool.
So because in the original mythological text, I think she might have ascended at some point. I thought she was a historical character that they was just passing a legend. No, I think she was just a legend.
I heard she was a legend.
Yeah,
of
so.
Some sort.
Yeah. Also, they just have sometimes where it's not even really gods and all. Like, they have Arachne, who's just a half woman, half spider now. So.
Huh. Is that from African mythology?
No, she's Arachne, as in, like, the Greek, when, you know, the weaver. When the story
oh,
where, like, she
one.
Was originally just a human woman who was a really good weaver and challenged Athena.
Oh,
in
right.
A weaving
Arachne.
Contest.
Right,
and
right,
when
right.
Arachne won, Athena got pissy and yeah, like
turned her into
turned into the first spider.
Huh.
So. Yeah. Anyways.
Don't cross a goddess. No.
Anyways, so I completely ruined our segue about turtles to talk about that. So we're talking about Gamera Baena, or the Gamera Turtle.
Aha. Yes. Super Turtle. No.
Super Turtle. You learned about this recently. You sent me a text like, we got to talk about Gamera Baena.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Exactly. Yes.
So here we are talking about Gamera Baena. Type it as a banded turtle, a group of freshwater turtles that lived in evolved in the early Cretaceous and went extinct around the end of the Eocene 34 million years ago.
Hmm.
So about halfway between the dinosaurs' extinction and today.
Ah. Yes. Not bad for a turtle.
Yeah, exactly. Size? I've scoured the internet and cannot find any estimates regarding the size of this thing.
Seriously?
Yeah, since all we have is a single fragmented skull. I'm going to make a wild prediction, though, and say it was turtle size.
Turtle size. That's fair. I imagine that it wasn't very big.
Yeah, it wasn't like a Gamera, surely.
No, certainly not Gamera. But yeah.
Or Gamera. I'm sorry. I was saying Gamera like a weird person, like weird American I am. I'm thinking of Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
So it's Gamera?
Gamera, yes.
Gamera, okay.
Right.
Okay, so, all right, diet omnivore, but leading more towards herbivory. Side note, I love the adjective versions of those words, herbivore and carnivore, like carnivory. It sounds so sophisticated. It
sounds like what is this herbivory? Like, this sounds like mischief or something.
Carnivory would be the mischief. What is this carnivory? I imagine a guy in 1800s sort of outfit and a pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing like, what is this carnivory?
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. Time, Late Cretaceous, 72 to 66 million years ago. Location, North Dakota. Another notable fossil find. And the famous Hell Creek Formation. Kind of a rude name. I bet it's really nice.
They name it that to scare everyone else away.
Yeah. Oh, actually, now that I think about it, it's a badlands where fossils are. It's probably miserable.
Oh, yeah, very hot during the summer, I imagine.
Yeah.
But back in the day, this was like a lush tropical zone.
It was. Man, a lot of times they claim fossils, though, they're in the middle of nowhere, which is why I appreciate Dinosaur Ridge being as close to Denver as it is.
Yep, we're a lucky spot.
Yes. Oh, it's so good. I mean, again, appreciate it. It's not like Dinosaur Ridge they control over.
Well, no. We won the lottery, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. man. Because, like, yeah, it was actually 3 years ago today, because we're recording this on June 21st, even though this comes out way later. But 3 years ago on June 21st, I went to Dinosaur National Monuments, where I got this shirt that I'm wearing here.
Oh, fantastic.
With my dad, and it was so hot. It was in the desert.
It's hot. I went to Dinosaur National Monument once, long time ago, and it was quite toasty.
Yeah.
Very toasty.
It was so cool, though, because, like, I went into this one area where they had all these bones, and there was a tour guide there who I thought was pretty cute. She asked me, hey, can you name all the dinosaurs in here? Like, I was like, okay, what's the time frame? It's like 150 million years ago. And I'm like, how many are there? And she said 8. And I'm like, okay. Here we go. And then it took a few guesses, but I did successfully name all 8 of them. So
excellent.
I mean, a lot of them are, I mean, it's like late Jurassic, Colorado-Utah border. So you got Stegosaurus, Apatosaurus,
Camarasaurus,
Diplodocus, Barosaurus, Allosaurus. I have lost track. Dryosaurus.
That's pretty much the greatest hits for that.
Yeah.
For that time period.
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, so described in 2010, pop culture appearances. The Japanese have made movies about this thing for decades.
Yep. So, yes.
Only a supersized version from well before it was described, so I hope that counts, because otherwise it's nada in terms of pop culture appearances.
Yes. So, yes, this turtle is named after the kaiju Gamera.
Yes.
Who is a giant Godzilla ripoff. I mean...
Yeah, exactly, because it's not Toho, right? Toho.
No, it is... What is the company here again? It was made by Daiei Film.
Oh, Daiei Film.
Which is another Japanese movie.
Well, company. I hope they make some sort of deal with them to put them in the MonsterVerse.
A lot of people, for years, even before this, have been calling for a Godzilla-Gamera crossover.
Yeah, and they should do it in this, because it's not like the MonsterVerse is just Toho, because King Kong's in it, and he's not Toho.
Right, so they should throw in Gamera.
Yeah, just throw in whatever. And I've said this before on, like, when I talked about this on the Patreon, because the Godzilla vs. Kong episode coming up there. Oh, it's already out by this point when it's here, but...
Yes.
I think, you know, some people say crossover Pacific Rim with it, too.
Yes.
I think in terms of, I think Pacific Rim, that timeline does not fit, but I am totally down for them rebooting Pacific Rim in the MonsterVerse.
That could work. That could be one way. Either they do that, or they just make up their own continuity, or, like, Godzilla accidentally goes through a wormhole and winds up in their universe.
Right. Well, they are interdimensional, those monsters.
Right, right.
So, yeah. I don't know, they could, but I think I wouldn't have any problem, because, like, other than, like, Mako More and, like, Stacker Pentecost, like, Charlie Day's character, no one really cares about the humans so much in that movie that much. Like, it's just about the monsters and the...
It is mostly about
and the mecha,
the
so...
monsters and the robots.
So if they just rebooted
I do like Johnny Boyega, though.
Is John Boyega? Oh, yeah, in the second one. Yeah, he's...
He's cool.
Yeah, he's good. Like, yeah, he's good. He's a good actor. I think I like him, and I... But... Yeah, so I would have no problem with them just rebooting it. Like, in the MonsterVerse, be like, up there's these people over here building Jaegers, and, like, they need the neural link, and then... Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think it could be...
I think it'd be a lot of fun. Be real, lots of potential.
Yes.
I just want to see them go to the Precursors world.
Oh, yes. I want to see that, too. But, I want to see, like, in terms of MonsterVerse, I want to see the back... story of that giant temple in Godzilla versus Kong.
Right.
Yeah, I want to see hundreds of Kongs building the thing.
That would be so cool.
Yes.
Maybe we see the battle that fought there.
Yeah, against the original Gojiras. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Because, like, if you look at, like, where they found that axe that had Godzilla's dorsal plate on it, if you look at the skeleton where it's at, that's bigger than Godzilla. That's a lot bigger than Godzilla. So there was a bigger one back then that they killed.
I read that it was supposed to be a juvenile.
Yeah. Maybe it was a perspective trick thing.
It might have been, I don't know.
Like, because.
I'll take another look at it.
I don't know. But anyways, point is, Gamera Baena.
Yes, Gamera.
Gamera Baena. One lineage of reptiles we haven't talked about on the show yet is the turtles. They've been around since the mid-Jurassic, although the distinct evolutionary branch goes back much earlier.
Oh, very long time.
Yes. Some of their potential relatives are the pariasaurs, or pariasaurs, large Permian herbivores with stocky bodies and robust limbs. Remember Walking with Monsters? There was the Scutosaurus?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's a relative. That's a pariasaurus. This relationship, though, is still debated. It's not exactly confirmed as of yet. Some paleontologists put instead of the turtle family closer to the Sauropterygians, which is the group that includes the plesiosaurs and the placodonts.
That makes more sense to me.
And also the and slightly less related, but still closely related to the Ichthyotorygians, the group that includes the ichthyosaurs.
I mean, you go back far enough, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, taxonomical classification is a real pain in the neck, you know?
Right, if you don't have genetic testing to back it up.
Like...
Which we don't.
Well, why can't evolution just be simple, like Pokemon?
If only.
Instead, you got this nonsense how birds are in the class Avis, but are also in the Archosauria clad, the group that includes dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and crocodiles, because they're still classified as dinosaurs, and since Archosauria, are defined in the class Reptilia, that means birds are simultaneously in the classes Avis and Reptilia. Pretty stupid, right?
Wait, how does that even... No! What?
They're in Avis, which is their own class, but then they're also in the Archosauria clade, which includes dinosaurs, crocodiles.
Oh, they're in the clade. That makes sense. So they could, in
theory... And Archosauria is in the Reptilia class.
Oh, it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
And then what always gets me is how whales are artiodactyls.
Yes, they are. Go to Wikipedia and search artiodactyl, and you see this nice, cool picture of, like, deer, pigs, cows, and then just one orca. Just
surprise! All of the hoofed animals, except for the ones that don't have hooves.
The biggest animal of all time, close relative of the deer. So, close relative of Bambi. So.
Exactly. Bambi's big, scary.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a better one, though, about how taxonomy is weird. You know how sharks and trout are both fish, right? Easy enough.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Trout are bony fish and are in the clade Sarcopterygii. The group that includes all bony fish and is also the ancestor of the superclass Tetrapoda, the group that includes amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals. The sharks, as cartilaginous fish, are instead in the clade I haven't practiced this beforehand.
Still can't pronounce
Chondrichthyes. Thank you. Okay. Several branches back in classifications.
Huh.
Several branches back. While Tetrapodia is forward, this means that from a cladistic standpoint, trout are more closely related to us, human beings, than they are to sharks. What the hell is that crap?
I guess that sort of makes sense because
sharks... Does it?
Sharks were... it's tetras in the name. And sharks were around before creatures started going up on land, right?
Yeah.
And then you had that weird group... Which, from that group, split off into trout and land-dwelling animals.
Yeah.
So, I can see
but
how we
trout
are...
and sharks are both fish!
I can see how we are more closely related to that fish than the other fish.
That's so weird!
It's very weird to think about.
We're more related to one type of fish than that fish is related to another type of fish. That just... No!
Well, just, I guess it's not too different from a T-Rex being more closely related to a chicken than an Allosaurus.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. That is weird.
Which is weird to think about.
But chickens are also still dinosaurs, though. It'd be like if an Allosaurus was more closely related to a dog.
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyways, you might be wondering why I'm talking about the evolution of turtles and how taxonomy works and Godzilla vs. Kong and Gamera and other stuff rather than the subject of today's episode, Gamera Bena. Well, it's because all we have of Gamera Bena is a single fragmented skull, unless we know frack all about this thing.
He is one of the ones that hopefully we'll learn more about in the future as more discoveries are made.
Here. In fact, to pad out this episode to make it a full length, I'm going to read you the entire Wikipedia page. Don't worry, it's short.
Bring it up.
And this is not a college research paper, so I'm not going to be reprimanded for plagiarism.
And it's Wikipedia, so it's not technically, they can't sue you for copyright.
Yes, okay. Gamera Bena is an extinct genus of banded turtle which existed in North Dakota during the Late Cretaceous period. It is known from a single fragmentary skull that was found in the Maastrichtian Age Hell Creek Formation. It contains a species species Gamarabena sensala. Gamarabena is also similar to the genus Patilobena, but differs in its lack of posterior expansion of the triturating or chewing surface, a somewhat rectangular skull, and a wide angle between the maxillae, whatever that is. I don't know anatomy.
I've heard that word before, but I don't remember.
M-A-X-I-L-L-A-E.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Maxella, but with an E at the end, probably because it's plural for that, like larva and larvae. Gamarabena also had a lingual ridge on the inner side of the jaw that is not seen in Patilobena. Gamarabena is considered the sixth taxon of Patilobena and shares features with both Patilobena and Plesiobena, another type of turtle, I presume. These features, which include slightly upturned eye sockets, are seen as the intermediate between the two other genera. While Gamarabena is only known from its skull, it may belong to the same species as Baena hyi, which is known primarily from the shell. So maybe they were connected. The genus is named after Gamera, a giant flying fire-breathing turtle from a series of Japanese tokusatsu films. And that is it. That is the entire body of the Wikipedia article.
Oh, I'm afraid they just don't, you know, they're still working on it.
Well, it's been 11 years since this was described. Get to it, guys.
Right? This is critical. I have seen some of Gamera, and I have to give them props because, like with Godzilla, whenever he breathes fire, it was always, like the very earlier ones, it was like
kind of like steam or hot air.
It was
air.
Like a steam or something. Yeah. And then later, it was always digitized somehow. Yes. It was a painting or, you know, a beam. But with Gamera, they actually had a puppet that was breathing real fire.
They had a real flamethrower. That's
going.
So cool.
So I give them props for that innovation.
That's cool. I always like it when they use stuff like that. You know, like in Sleeping Beauty, when Maleficent turns into a dragon at the end?
Yeah, yeah.
And the recording of its breathing fire, they actually used World War II flamethrowers and recorded that. And I'm just imagining Walt Disney and the Disney animators going to a recording studio, taking a flamethrower, and like, oh, what are you using this for? I'm recording it for Sleeping Beauty. All right, well, you're Walt. So.
It actually does sound a lot like a flamethrower.
Yeah, well,
so
it's because it is.
Perfectly.
Yeah, so... All right. Anyways, that's Gamarabena.
There
or
you
Gamarabena.
Go.
I don't know. Gamarabena flows off the tongue easier for me than Gamarabena.
I bet that the scientists say Gamarabena.
See?
I bet they say it like you.
Gamarabena, yeah.
Gamarabena.
It's like, you know, like the different ways to pronounce niche. Is it niche or is it niche? Or are you pissing everyone off and just say Nietzsche?
Nietzsche. No.
Like, yeah, Friedrich Nietzsche.
Oh, well, that is it Nietzsche or Nietzsche? Because he's both.
Or is it Nietzsche? Yeah, it could be Nietzsche. Language is confusing. As an English major, I know that for real. Anyway, anyways, let's rate this thing. I'm going to give it like a 10 million. Until we learn more about it, it gets all of its points from the name.
I'll give it 15 for now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. It's always a dice roll with this paleontology thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, I wish.
You know, sorry.
You know, I was just going to say, I wish there was a way for us to time travel and see them somehow with a way that doesn't disrupt the time, like time goggles.
That would be nice, time goggles. Actually, I have a short story that I'm working on, which sort of plays with an idea of how you might be able to get a look at the deep past. So,
is it involved, like, the speed of light?
No.
Because the thing is, like...
I completely ignore that.
Okay. Because the one thing that you could do... So imagine there is a mirror. There's a planet 33 million light years away.
Sure.
And there is a mirror, a giant mirror on that planet that's also very focused on Earth.
Okay.
And we point a really focused telescope at that planet.
Okay.
We'd see dinosaurs in that mirror.
Because 33 million years ago.
The light has to get there from Earth to that mirror and then reflect back to...
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
So it's 66 million year round trip.
Interesting. Very screwy to think about.
But that requires so many specific things that...
Unfortunately...
If we can figure out a way
we set that up.
if we can figure out a way to bend light somehow to make it so that we can make that mirror seemingly closer to us while still...
Of course, if you bend light, there'd be a cloaking device.
Yeah, that's what happened first. Like, the military would be like, how do we get in on this?
Right.
So,
oh, I think you're thinking like something like a wormhole.
I'm just thinking
bend space so the light travels less distance.
But I would imagine a way that like you could do it into like your goggles. Like somehow your goggles bend the light enough that you're seeing it from. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, Stephen King, or not, I made the same thing. Stephen Hawking. Listen to an earlier episode where we made the same mistake. Stephen Hawking has said he doesn't believe that time travel is real, like, ever, because even if it was like, oh, it could be possible future science, I'm like, okay, well, why haven't they visited us?
Right, right. He actually, in his show, Stephen Hawking's Into the Universe, he takes a letter and writes an invitation to for people in the future to come back in time and attend a party that he had on a day. And on that day, he set up his party and he had a little hat on and everything, and nobody showed up. And he's like, I wonder why that is. And then he explains the whole temporal mechanics behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting.
So time travel, probably not possible. Time goggles, maybe.
Time travel to the future is possible. You just can't go back after
that. Just freeze yourself, then.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Captain America yourself.
It's too cold. I don't like the cold.
Well, it's true. And also, he only survived thanks to the Super Soldier Serum, so.
Right.
Anyways, all right, well, that's it for this week.
All right, here's to giant turtles and time travel.
If you want to get hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdonaldcreator.com for any general questions to either co-host. You can follow me on social media at Matthew Don Creator on Facebook, at Matthew Don 64 on Twitter, and Matthew Don 64 on Instagram. I also have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. Obviously, there's no Gamera Baina in this, because why would there be? Even though it was around at the time, I could have snuck it in somewhere. Anyways, what about you? What are your plugs?
I have published multiple poems and stories. You can find my full list at stephencurrow.com. That's Stephen with a PH, not a V, please.
Yes.
And my biggest publication that is coming out but will be out by the time you're actually
long
hearing
out
this.
By this point.
Yeah, long out by this point, but it's not out yet.
How are those royalties tricking in? They're so good, right? No, you're not making money off this one, I don't think so.
This one, very little.
Okay.
It'll be like chicken feed. But anyway.
You can get me some dinner.
It's a dystopian novelette from Heareth Publishing. It's called The Spark. And it's super awesome. You should go check it out.
It is super awesome.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. Good, good, good story. All right. Well, that's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What's the Gamera song?
I don't know Gamera well enough
to
sing his theme song.
I would sing something, but it would just sound like me making Japanese sounds and thus be very racist.
I'll just try to do Gamera's sound.
Perfect.